name's Ray Strickus. I work at the National Vaccine Program Office in the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm the moderator for this session. In case you wondered what you walked into, this is indeed session B1, Vaccination and Healthcare Facilities Reaching the Most Vulnerable. We have three excellent presentations today, the first of which is by Barbara Bardenhire, and the other authors are Pascal Wertley, Farouk Ahmed, and Kevin Sullivan, Influenza Immunization Coverage Among Residents of Long-Term Care Facilities, certified by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 2005-2006. Barbara?
Good afternoon. My presentation is really about the influenza vaccination coverage and also racial disparities in vaccination among U.S. long-term care residents for the 05-06 influenza season. And briefly, just an outline of my presentation. First, I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of estimating vaccination coverage for nursing home residents and then the advent of surveillance for that. For vaccination status. And then I'm going to present data from the first year of surveillance for overall coverage for the country and also racial disparities for the country and then also for the individual states. And then finally, I'm going to look at vaccination coverage within one state. I'm going to look at present some results for racial disparities between and also within facilities in the state of Michigan. And the Healthy People 2010 goal for immunization in nursing homes is 90% for both the influenza vaccine and also for pneumococcal, but I'm just only going to be presenting results for influenza at this point. Until 2005, the National Nursing Home Survey was really the only instrument for any kind of vaccination estimates for nursing home residents. And it's only conducted periodically, and also it was designed specifically to give national estimates, not for states. So this is the first time we'll actually have data for state level. And the last time it was conducted was in 2004, and at that point, the influenza coverage was about 63% overall, 64% for whites, and 55% for African Americans. And then in the fall of 2005, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services required that long-term care facilities must offer each resident an annual influenza vaccination and also a one-time dose of pneumococcal vaccination as a requirement to be certified. And the way they collect this data was via the resident assessments. And the resident assessments are conducted as soon as the person enters a nursing home, and then also quarterly and at other points. And they use that information to identify and treat existing and also new medical conditions. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's a really lengthy questionnaire. It has everything from physical functioning, cognitive deficiencies, activities of daily living, and even if people visit them or not, all kinds of information. And they just added this supplement to collect information on immunization status. And as I said, that was added in the fall of 2005. And it also includes reasons for not being vaccinated. So the results I'm going to be presenting today are all pretty much descriptive. They're unadjusted. And it's for the 05-06 influenza season. And I also like to mention that this data is really census. I mean, I had information on every nursing home resident in the country, which is really 97% of all nursing home residents, because these are residents who live in homes that are certified by CMS. Very few are not. So what we found was that influenza coverage was about 62.3% overall. Very few had missing status. Coverage for whites was 63.6%, and for African Americans, 55.5%. And if you remember a couple slides ago, it's very close to what the National Nursing Home Survey found in 2004. And among the approximate 34% who were unvaccinated, less than 2% were ineligible, about 10% refused the vaccine, 13% were not offered the vaccine, which was a little surprising considering they need to offer it to get certified. About 2.6% said the facility was not able to obtain vaccine, and about 5.7% said that the resident wasn't in the facility when they were vaccinating, which could be they included this supplement to the assessments through, it's always included in an assessment that's done between October 1st and June 30th. But the question asked if you were immunized between October 1st and March 31st. So if you had an assessment done in April through June, there's you know, and you weren't there, they might not have known, so that could have been why. And then I also looked at coverage by state, for each of the states and also the District of Columbia. And the median coverage for that was 66.4%, with the range between 34 and 81%. And I also looked at median coverage for whites and African Americans for the 50 states and DC. And the median for whites was 67.8%, and for African Americans, the median was 60.6%. And this is just to give you an idea of all the states. You can see how much they vary. I just ranked them from the lowest coverage was 34% up to 81%. And just to remind you that the Healthy People goal is at 90%. And I just point out Michigan because I'm going to talk about them a little bit. Then I was also interested in looking at racial disparities. So what I did for each state was I took the proportion of whites who were vaccinated and subtracted the proportion of African Americans who were vaccinated. And if there's no disparity, then it would be zero, which is the line down the middle. And you can see there are a few states that are close to zero. But the states, the first, I don't have anything I can point. Here's, let me see the pointer. Yeah.
Oops. Cursors.
Okay. Here, yeah, you could see these states here that were less than zero. Those states, the negative percentage point difference means that they had, the African Americans had higher coverage in those states than white residents. And then these states had very, very low disparities. And then these states all had, whites had higher coverage than African Americans. And this is just, I wanted to look at geographically, you could see the states by coverage. And I just got quartiles here, and the states with the lightest color had the lowest coverage, 34% to 60%. And then the next grouping was 60% to 65%. And then the next darker shade of blue is 65% to 70%. And the darkest shade are over 70%. Most of the, you could see is the north central and some of the central states, some of the northeastern states in Alaska and Hawaii. And now this map is looking at racial disparities. And what I did was, here you can see some of the states have the polka dots. Those states had fewer than 1% African Americans. And the states that were lavender had, African Americans had higher coverage than whites. So you can see not like a real pattern here. And then for the other states, I ranked them by racial disparities. The lightest color, they had lightest shade of blue is between 0% and 5%. And then the next is 5% to 10%, and then the darkest shade of blue is greater than 10% disparity. And I added this map up here just to give you an idea where the majority of African American nursing home residents live, and it's from light to dark, from low to the highest. And you can see most are in the southeastern states, but those weren't necessarily the same states that had the highest disparities. Okay, now I'm gonna just talk about like within one state, just to give you an idea. And I chose Michigan. They have 408 facilities that are non-hospital administered. And from this, during this whole season, there were over 94,000 residents who had ever lived in a nursing home there. 84% of the residents were white and 14% African American, and very few other. And looking at the facilities by racial mix, I did that just to see why the disparities, to get a better idea of what was going on. So I looked this way. There's about 27% of the facilities were all white. One facility was all black, and the other 295 were racially mixed. And if you look at the coverage for Michigan overall, it looks very similar to the national coverage, except their overall vaccination rate was about 2 percentage points lower than the national. And their refusal coverage rate was a little bit higher. But everything else is very similar, except for the coverage for African Americans. At the national level, their coverage was 55.5%, but in Michigan, only 42.8% of African Americans were vaccinated. And they were the offering rate was much lower than whites. It was 61% for African Americans and 77% for whites. But the proportion of African Americans that refused the vaccine was much higher. It was almost 17% compared to 12%. So I was trying to figure out exactly what was going on. Like, was there just disparities like within all the homes, or were African Americans more likely to be in certain homes that just had lower coverage, or what? So the way I looked at this was, I wanted to see by concentration. So I looked at homes where I put it into four groups. Homes where African Americans were in the majority, in other words, over 50% of the residents, or less than 50% in the minority. And also if there was a large number of them, in other words, over 100, because that's sort of a cutoff for a large nursing home. So in this first group, where African Americans were in the minority, but there was a large number of them, there were 16 such facilities. And about 19% of all the African Americans in the state lived in these 16 homes, and 10% of whites in the state lived in these 16 homes. Coverage for African Americans was 29.6%, for whites it was 39%. And then in this other group, where African Americans were the majority, but there's a small number of them, there was 13 such homes, and about 7% of all the African Americans in the state were in these 13 homes. Less than 0.5% of whites were in those homes. And coverage is about the same, 38% for African Americans and for whites. And in the next group, African Americans were the minority, and there was a small number of them, and there was that was the case in about 238 of the homes. And 33% of all the African Americans in the state are in these 238 homes. And about 65% of all the whites in the state are in these 238 homes. And there's still a bit of a disparity within. For African Americans, coverage was 61%, and for whites, it's 68.9%. And finally, in this last group, African Americans were in the majority, and there's a large number of them, and there were 28 such homes. And almost 39% of African Americans in the state were in these 28 homes, and less than 2% of whites were. And for African Americans, the coverage was 42.9%, and for whites was 46.4%. So still a little bit of disparity there. And in the one home that was all African American, they had coverage of 64%. And then for the other 112 homes that were all white, about 22% of the whites in the state were in those homes, and coverage was, the median was 80.6%. So then I was interested in looking. I could tell from that there was definitely a concentration of African Americans in certain homes that had lower coverage, but I wanted to see, look more like within the homes. I could tell from a couple of those groups there was disparity within the homes. So I looked at it and I grouped them in two different ways. This is the 295 homes that had that were mixed. And I looked at the homes who had one to nine African Americans, and then the homes who had more than 10. So this first group, there was 111 homes. And here, what I did was, for all of these facilities, I took the difference in white coverage and black coverage. And again, here the line would be zero, where there'd be no disparity. So you can see all of these homes, it's a little less than half. African Americans had higher coverage than whites, and then whites had higher coverage in all of these homes. But then again, there's very few. And then this other group, there's 184 homes with more than 10 African Americans. And here you can see the coverage is, the disparities very all close to zero. Very few had really big disparities, except for these homes down here. African Americans had much higher coverage, and then over here, some of these homes, whites had higher coverage. So in conclusion, what we found was that influenza vaccination coverage is well below the healthy people goal of 90%, and then it varied significantly by state. And also we saw nationally that racial disparities also vary between the states. And in Michigan in particular, that African Americans were disproportionately located in nursing homes that had lower coverage, and we need to understand why, what's going on. And also we found the racial disparities also varied somewhat within facilities as well. And going forward, we can use this information that we're going to be getting every year now, the surveillance data, and we can, now that we know who's refusing, we can look at who's refusing and why, and target them for to improve coverage. We should also be seeing much fewer cases of not being offered due to the mandate for certification. And since 2006, the vaccine supply has really been ample, so we should see very few, hopefully fewer, facilities saying that they're unable to obtain vaccine. And finally, more research needs to be done on racial disparities and coverage. And I just wanted to bring this up for those of you in the states that work with nursing homes. There's this wonderful nursing home toolkit that the Rhode Island QIO publishes every year. It has everything you need to know about immunizing in nursing homes, and it's just a wonderful resource. That's it. Thank you.
Excuse me. Thank you very much, Barbara. Let's do a question or two now, so you have the opportunity while it's fresh in your mind. Are there any questions for Barbara. If you have any, please come to the microphone in the center of the room.
Thanks, Barbara. That was really great. I'm a little intimidated to come after you. I had a question, Amy Groom with Indian Health Service, on how the question of not offered, how is that determined? And is this patient recall, or is there a way that you can assess whether the facility actually provided the vaccine?
Actually, the assessments are conducted by staff in every nursing home. And these are really important because when they conduct these assessments, the data gets entered, and that's how they get reimbursed. It becomes what they're part of their RUGs. So it's not the patient, it's somebody on staff.
Any other questions?
I'm Carly Shurtliff from Utah. I wondered about the pneumococcal. Are you guys tracking that one on that same survey?
Yes, actually that's collected year round, not just from October 1st through June 30th. I haven't had a chance to look at that yet.
Okay, all right. Are they going to publish some of these results?
Actually, it's on the web quarterly on nursing home compare by nursing home, but not by state.
Okay.
John Gamara with the Texas Department of State Health Services. Any indication of why refusal of flu shots, why the disparity between African Americans and whites? I know that you're going to be studying that in the future, but did you get any indication at all what might be causing that?
No, actually I haven't, not from doing this, but I know that there have been focus groups to look at that, but I'm not sure about anything with nursing homes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Barbara. I will mention older studies, but I don't know if they were done with nursing home residents who are African American. There have been things found such as concerns about, quote, the government vaccine and distrust of government policies such as influenza vaccine recommendations, and that some populations of African Americans just are not into prevention and vaccination. It's just not something they value as a health measure. But I agree it needs more study in this population.